The Guardian. Old-fashioned, ancient and out of time. That's how Lib Dem MP Evan Harris has described the UK's blasphemy laws. This week, the government set to discuss abolishing the laws, having consulted the Church of England on the issue. Giles Fraser is vicar of Putney. He thinks it's a move long overdue.
I think it's a jolly good thing. I think they should be abolished. Not that they do very much, but my reason for wanting them abolished is that it implies that my faith is so pathetic that it requires the defence of law, and I'd like to think that it doesn't. I also think it's unfair because it simply defends the Church of England, and I think it's quite right for other people from different traditions to think that's completely biased.
And the law doesn't even cover all Christian denominations, does it?
No, it's just Church of England. So it is quite ridiculous, really. I mean, it should be a no-brainer for Parliament on this one. It should be 5 minutes of discussion and then they should repeal it. I mean, it's just completely useless.
And what's the wider feeling among the church?
I think it's actually the same. I think there are very few people, apart from people on the real extremes of the church, and I think you have to go a long way to find to those extremes, to find people who have anything good to say about it. I think the centre of gravity and wider is that it's an entirely useless law and should go.
Well, not all Christians are so keen for the laws to be dropped so quickly, as our Home Affairs editor Alan Travis explains.
Well, there was a debate in the earlier stages of the government's own criminal justice bill when the Liberal MP Evan Harris put forward an amendment to scrap the ancient blasphemy laws, and it was clear from the parliamentary arithmetic the government were going to be defeated over it. So rather than have the agenda set for them by the Liberal Democrats, they responded by saying they would consult the Church of England and go away, and if that consultation was fine, come back with their own amendment scrapping the blasphemy laws. They've now consulted with the archbishops and they've come back and decided to table an amendment scrapping the blasphemy law. But the archbishops of Canterbury and York, Rowan Williams and Dr. John Sentamu, have written a letter to Hazel Blears now, voicing severe reservations about the move, saying they want to be reassured on several points about this if it's going to go ahead.
What points have they asked for?
First of all, they think it's the time isn't right, is basically their argument. They say that for the last 20 years, the Church of England's been in favour of scrapping the blasphemy laws, but the time isn't right to do it now. They say, first of all, they want to see the recently enacted laws on incitement to religious hatred, which cover all religions, not just Christianity, as the blasphemy laws do, how they operate in practice. But secondly, they want some reassurance about the place of the Church of England in British society, and they basically want to be reassured by ministers that they still believe fervently that it is the established church and will remain so in Britain.
Now, the last conviction under the law, I think, was in 1979. It's near impossible, isn't it, to get a case through court in the first place?
Well, the last public prosecution was in 1922, was actually against a man aptly named John Gott, who was given 9 months hard labour at the age of about 65. It actually killed him for issuing a pamphlet satirising Christ entering Jerusalem aside two donkeys like a circus clown. He was actually a founding member of what is now the National Secular Society. The 1970s prosecution was a private prosecution by Mary Whitehouse against the editor of Gay News, Dennis Lemon, who was given a 9-month suspended sentence and a £500 fine after he published a poem, The Love That Dare Not Speak Its Name, which essentially portrayed Christ's last hours on the cross as a homoerotic episode with a Roman centurion. That was the last successful prosecution. There have been attempts as recently as last December, when Christian Voice attempted to get Jerry Springer, the opera, prosecuted under the blasphemy laws, but the High Court ruled then that the blasphemy laws didn't apply to broadcasting or the stage. The Liberal Democrats want to go a bit further in the House of Lords when this is debated in the next few days, and they don't want to just scrap the blasphemy law, but they want to scrap some other ancient offences which only cover Christian religions, such as there's an offence apparently which is about behaving an indecent behaviour in a churchyard, which they think shouldn't necessarily carry any graver penalties than indecent behaviour in another public place. And also they want to scrap Lord Avery, who's moving this, Eric Lubbock wants to scrap a law dating back to 1860, section 2 of the Ecclesiastical Courts Jurisdictions Act, he says it's called, under which Peter Tatchell was fined £18.60, 1860 piece of legislation, fined £18.60, elegant, thought-minded magistrate, when he interrupted a sermon by the Archbishop of Canterbury.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.